The following message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton.
That there's a place in you where faith resides. It's that shield, right? And fear tries to fill that space. Because when you're in full faith, there's no fear. When you're operating in fear, you've dropped your shield of faith. And what happens if I drop the shield of faith? The flaming missiles that Pastor Jim talks about, they start hitting home. And why does the word say that they're flaming missiles? They start to burn. You know how, you've watched a fire get started? And then even as it starts to kind of go out, it keeps glowing. It keeps burning. And if you think about that, when Satan gets in there with a thought, an idea, he tries to burrow it in, right? But we quench every fiery dart, right, with the shield of faith. Amen? So I'm just going to start that way. But let's start with some scripture here. 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 and 2. I've been starting with this one a lot because it says, but know this, that in the last days, we are in the last days, agreed? Yes. It says, perilous times will come. Perilous, that definition means filled with danger. Again, if you choose fear, there are scary things out there. There are, and they're put there to scare you. But how do we not be scared? We decide to not be scarable. I'm pretty smart, right? No, I'm not. But God says that he did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. That's what comes from God. And we'll get there in a minute. But perilous times will come. And then it says, for men will be lovers of themselves. Well, there's your selfishness and fear tied together in that one scripture. In Matthew 24, verse 6, it says, and this is talking about the end times, okay, talking about things. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened or troubled, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. In Luke 21, I'm going to read verses 25 through 28. I'm just kind of setting a foundation here. It says, and there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Verse 26 says, men's hearts failing them from fear. You know, there's physiological responses to fear and chronic fear. I looked it up, American Journal of Medicine, and looked at the different physiological things, and there's lots of them. I mean, I could tell you a lot about them, and chronic fear produces a laundry list of physical ailments. But the one that caught my eye was there's some emotional things. Depression. Okay. But this is the one that really hit me. Someone who suffers from chronic fear, it says they have an inability to love. This is a secular scientific journal, right? Of course, you know the first thing I thought? Scripture tells us perfect love casts out all fear. So when you're in fear, you can't love because God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Man, the scripture knows a lot more than that Journal of Medicine, huh? Really. And fear can grip people. You know, you've heard the saying, gripped in fear, frozen in fear. That's the work of the enemy, guys. And it's real. But you have tools. First tool I told you was your shield of faith. How do we keep that shield in place? By hearing the word. Romans tells us faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. So as we stay in the word, and this is not, look, when I say stay in the word, and I talk about grabbing the scripture confessions, which are, as you come down the hall, immediately to the left, there's a little cubby hole, there's confession books. Take one, take two, take three. Hand them out to your friends. Because what happens is you know, when the first thing I'll tell people is, look, you need to start declaring God's word over your life. Right. And usually people are like, well, it's a mechanical thing. I don't care. Start that way. Start that way. You know, exercise is a mechanical thing. But if you start doing it, things will start changing. Well, you have to start training your soul in God's word. So make it mechanical. But watch God's word accomplish what he sends it to accomplish. Now we just went from a mechanical to a supernatural thing that God does by his word. Because he says it. Amen? I think I jumped ahead. Men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. It says, then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads because redemption draws near. Ah, that's the comforting word, right? In the Amplified, Luke 21:26 says, men swooning away or expiring with fear and dread and apprehension. You know, in that word fear, I was looking it up in the Greek, and it does say dread with it, right? So worry is fear, okay? So just so you know, worry is fear, and we'll probably get there in the weeks to come. And expectation of the things that are coming on the world, for the very powers of the heavens will be shaken and caused to totter. You know, Misty and Jim said today, they said, you steer where you stare. In Job 3, verses 25 and 26, I'm reading it out of the New Living Translation. It says, he says, what I always feared has happened to me. I think he steered where he was staring. What I dreaded has come true. And then what does it say? I have no peace, no quietness. I have no rest, only trouble comes. You know, Job is the one that God told Satan, consider my servant. So fear, everyone's experienced it. And remember, worry is fear. And we have to intentionally address that emotion. Because, guys, it's a biggie. Okay? It's a biggie in the church. Worry, fear. Focusing on the things instead of focusing on him, the creator of all things. We've all had it, right? You know, fear of man, what people think. That's selfishness and pride all ripped together in fear, huh? Fear of what a diagnosis is, fear of a test result, fear of going to get a test result. You see, it's not my own opinions. I mean, that Proverbs, that verse in 8 says, I'll help you make the decision. I'll give you the decision to make. When you're leaning on him, right? And that's why, guys, it's not a simple always do this, you know, always don't do this. Always listen to God. That's the only always. Because if you do what, you know, Jack or Harold or Ralphie Joe has done, that may have worked for them, praise God. I'm glad it did. I think I'm doing it myself, I'm sorry. I'm not afraid to do or not to do what someone did or didn't do. I only do what the Father tells me. Because that's what Jesus said. And when I have no peace, no quietness, that's the flesh. I know I'm not in the spirit, right? Because the fruit of the spirit inside of me is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, right? When I'm operating in those things, I can be assured that I'm flowing in the spirit, because that's the fruit coming off of me. And you know when you're in a peaceful state or when you're wrestling with something. And it's okay to recognize. In fact, it's good that you recognize you're wrestling with something. But what do you do now? Do you keep wrestling? Do you keep doing what you've been doing and keep getting what you've been getting? Or do we stop and say, You know the first thing? You know one of the best prayers? Somebody told me. I'm trying to think of who it was. They said, I don't pray very well for people. Well, I'll find you. You know one of the best prayers? Jesus. Jesus. Help me. You think your Father don't hear that? You think the Spirit crying out, Abba, Father, I need you? You think that's not an effective prayer? When you feel that real spirit of fear coming upon you, you speak Jesus. You speak Jesus. And then you grab that scripture confession book and you wear it out. And you start declaring God's word over your life or over the situation that is trying to get your focus and get you out of the established position. That verse is in 2 Timothy 1:7. It says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And you've heard me preach this before, but you know, the symptoms of being in fear is you're powerless. You have an inability to love. The Journal of Medicine said that too. And honestly, you kind of act crazy. And of course, you know, Jim and Misty, Mo, Kitty, the different people that are around cows. How fun is it working with them when they're scared? You ain't gonna. I've seen one jump a fence. I was with those guys. It jumped a fence like that. I'm like, how did that big thing get over there? It was scared. Yeah. And you think you can't act crazy when you're scared? I will attest to that. And that's not how God wants us to do, right? He gave us a different spirit, his Holy Spirit. It says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead resides inside of you because of him. It's his spirit. In the Passion, it says, for God will never give you the spirit of fear, but the Holy Spirit who gives you mighty power, love, and then it says self-control, because that sound mind is self-control. Which is a fruit of the Spirit, by the way. Amen. Right? In Proverbs 4, I'm going to read verses 20 through 23 in the Amplified. It says, my son, attend to my words, consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart. Okay, so that's my mind, will, and emotion focused. For they are life to those who find them. Healing and health to all your flesh. There's a promise there. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance and above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life. And see, that spirit tries to go right there, that spirit of fear. That's why people, when they're chronic fear, they end up getting sick. There's symptoms associated with that. In the Passion, that verse 21 says, fill your thoughts with my words until they penetrate deep into your spirit. You see, as we speak God's word, that shield of faith comes up, right? And it starts filling your soul, man, right? And as it fills you here, out of the abundance of your heart, you'll start speaking it. And instead of speaking the problem, you'll be speaking Jesus. You'll be speaking the word of God. I had a friend tell me yesterday, you know, she had texted me, and she said, and this is what she said, and this is a testimony. This isn't because of Sarah and I, it's because of God. But what she said was, thank you for teaching me that the truth changes the facts. That's what she sent. It's kind of an odd text to get in the middle of the night. So I start praying for her. Amen. Well, she'd been in the hospital. But the rest of the story is those facts that they were saying, 3 days later, those tests were different. Amen. But she was operating in the truth before the facts changed.
Amen.
Understand that? So she's declaring and speaking over what they're saying until what they're saying lines up to health and healing over all her flesh. Amen. That's a testimony. That's God's word at work in someone's life. You think there wasn't a spirit of fear in that emergency room? You guys know. And you fought it off, all of you, and I know you have, all of you. And you got to keep fighting because that spirit doesn't just go away. You can't just say, okay, spirit of fear, be gone in the name of Jesus, one and done. Woohoo, I'm never scared again. Huh. That spirit may leave. He's watching. He's looking for situations to take advantage of. For moments when you're really tired, you're really wore out, where you've been, you know, busied up with the cares of the world, when you hadn't been speaking your scripture confessions as, you know, faithfully as you need to. I'm talking to myself. You guys just happen to be here with me. And then he'll just kind of toss that little seed into your mind at about 2:30 in the morning usually. And he'll try to water it, see if it'll grow until you start thinking about it. And then you're toying with it. You're thinking about it. You're thinking about it. You're thinking about it. And then you start feeling it, that pressure and heaviness. Trying to weigh you down. Because what he's doing is he's trying to get you to drop that shield of faith. Because he wants to shoot you with that fiery dart. He wants it to hit home. So it'll burn. Amen. Recognize it. It's okay that you've been there. Because you've all been there. Right? We all have. And I'm not saying situations aren't, you know, a little bit scary. When you're 140 feet up in the air, and that crane's dropping that piece of steel, and they tell you to go on the other end of that I-beam. Paul, you wouldn't believe how fast I can boogity boogity on a little I-beam. Well, 40 years ago. 30 years ago. Fear's real. But you know what those old guys told me? Concentrate on what you're doing. Quit looking down. Look at what you're supposed to be doing. Forget about the other stuff. That was pretty good words from those old iron workers. They were speaking scripture and they didn't even know it. I'm pretty sure they didn't know it. In Psalms 34, verse 4, I'm reading it in the Passion first. It says, listen to my testimony. I cried to God in my distress, and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. When you feel fear, cry to him. Don't cry about the fear, the problem. Cry to him. Because he actually cares. Your problem does not care. Mm-mm. Your problem sent from the enemy wants to be a bigger problem. But you have a Father in heaven who cares. And he will deliver you from that situation, that circumstance. But the only way the facts of the circumstance change to the truth is if you speak the truth over it. Because remember, it's not the truth that sets you free. Remember what the scripture says. Truth doesn't set you free. There's a lot of people out there who are in bondage. And truth is there. Jesus is there. He's the truth, right? But they're not set free. You know why? They don't know him. It's the truth you know that sets you free. You got to know the truth, and it'll set you free. And the truth is Jesus. The truth is his word. But in this world, there's opposition. And you've got to use the truth of God's word, right? Against the opposition. to take ground. Remember, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force. What that means is we suffer opposition, but we take ground by speaking the truth of God's word. The sword of the Spirit, which is the spoken word of God, the shield of faith, and the rest of the equipment he gives us, because we're fully equipped for every good work. So you can tell me, well, I don't know how to pray. You know Jesus, you know how to pray. Speak Jesus. He'll give you the words. And he does. He's using you almightily. In every situation and circumstance, if you're the patient in that bed, he was using you. Because people were watching your faith in action. They were watching. They were watching your family speak faith in those situations. They watched you leave the hospital and they said, you know, this most of the time isn't good. But something happened with these people. Something happened. Praise God. See, and there's so many testimonies I know. I don't ever embarrass. I don't do that. But it's because of him and him working inside of you. That's you staying in that established position. Because that established position is that position in the body of Christ advancing his kingdom. You've been established into a position in the body. And the body is to accomplish the work of Christ on this earth, right? He's the head. But we're to advance the kingdom on this earth, right? That's why you know, Pastor Jim said, listen, Jesus won the victory. I love that take. That he was agonizing, he was struggling to. Because he had to accomplish that victory. He did. We're walking in what he accomplished. Fully equipped. He doesn't say partly equipped. He's not saying, well, Monty, you're really not that good, so I ain't going to equip you. No, he says, I'm that good, Monty. I put my spirit inside of you, so you're fully equipped. Amen. Yeah, but I don't feel it. I don't care how you feel. I pick on him. I don't care how you feel. I don't care. I love my guys. It doesn't mean that God does care. He cares that you're having feelings, but he will not allow those feelings to get in the way of his word. He cares. He does care. I mean, you think David wasn't feeling something when he cried out to God in his distress? He was feeling stuff. And God does care. He really does care. Pastor Mike doesn't. But he... I'm just kidding. No, but really, God cares. He cares. He cares that you're hurting. He cares what you've been through. He does care. Even if you created what you're going through, he still cares. He's that good. That's why the word says, taste and see. Taste and see. This world needs to taste and see, because all they're tasting is fear and anguish and dread, and they don't have power, and they don't walk in love, and they act crazy. The world without Christ. I don't get mad at them. I get mad at the enemy that's fooling them. That's why we pray for them. That's why I advance his kingdom. In our sphere of influence, we advance his kingdom as the body of Christ, established in our position. Established means no one can remove us. I just step out sometimes when I function in selfishness, fear, pride. And then the body suffers because I, right? You see, this is a team sport, people. It is. It is. You know, somebody can't pitch it and catch it at the same time. Somebody's got to field that ball. Really. And God wants you. See, he didn't need any of us. He wanted relationship. That's why he created us. And when we as man chose to disobey and brought sin into the equation, God was never going to go against his word. I was thinking of that this morning. I was thinking, Lord, you know, when the priests had to go into the holies of holies and tie a rope to them, because if they went in without being cleansed into the presence of God, which was the ark, right? And then they'd have to pull him out from the veil. Man, he messed up. I was thinking about this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, you tore the veil. Because there's no way I could preach up here if he didn't, right? I don't think there's enough heifers alive cover, right? There didn't have to be. There was Jesus. There was Jesus. And he paid the price to get the victory so that we could function from that victory. Amen? Man, that's exciting to me. I want relationships to advance. This one first, and then these. Right? That's advancing the kingdom.
Amen.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I am. And you know what? Listen, there's going to be obstructions. There's going to be challenges to your walk. Okay? In my great humility, I used to say, I don't get sick. I'm not going to get sick. I don't get sick. But I speak the truth over the facts.
Amen.
Right? But I also recognize, listen, this last 3 months, I've had more stuff than I've had in the last 5 years. And it's not bad, but I don't want to cough on you and breathe on you either, so I'm going to zip out. And zip out from some people that, praise God, they came to church today. Praise God, Miss Donna in the house. Stuff's going to happen. I only share that. I was told a long time, don't share your stuff with your people. Don't share the stuff with your people. What do you mean? Why wouldn't I share the stuff with the people? I'm fighting just like you are. Right? I mean, and I'm trying to, Lord, you know what? What's going on? I've already repented from being a proud little turkey. I would say turd, but I've already repented from that, Lord, because, Lord, the only reason I'm well is because of your goodness. That's the only reason. But I want to walk in that goodness, right? So that I can accomplish the things you're calling me to accomplish. And if I'm off, you know, and trying to balance. Obedience is greater than sacrifice, people. Okay, I'm preaching to myself here. And Lord, how do I walk that out in balance? So I'm learning that. But Misty and Jim are going to come close. I love you all. We are not going to have Tuesday night Bible study for a couple of weeks. I'm sure I'm going to have to put it in the... When are we starting? I don't know yet. I'm looking. And I think we're going to have a study. I still have some testimonies that we are going to do. But God's stirring something in me, and so we're going to have a study. So that'll be coming in the weeks to come. Listen, it's a calendar change. But guys, every morning, his mercies are new. We get to change every day. Choosing him amongst the facts of our current situation. Choosing to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, right? Power, love, sound mind. That's the spirit we've received through Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And the ABCs of salvation, right?
Amen.
A, admitting and acknowledging, I've sinned, I need a Savior. Believe that Jesus is that Savior. And C, confess that with your mouth. You confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart he rose from the dead, you will be saved. That's when the Holy Spirit comes inside of you. That's when you're empowered to do the things he's called you to do. I didn't want to leave without saying that. So if anyone does not get that, you come talk to Jim and Missy. You come talk to these people up here. All of them. Talk to your friend to your left and the right. Guys, we're all ministers of the gospel of Jesus. Amen? God bless you all. Have a great week. I will see you next week. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Missy.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton. For more information, check out our website at www.lighthouseraton.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/lighthouseraton.
Please join us in person at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings at our new location, 1310 South 2nd Street in Raton, New Mexico. You can support the Lighthouse Radio Ministry by giving online at www.lighthouseraton.com or send a check to 1310 South 2nd Street, Raton, New Mexico, 87740. Will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness. I will follow you. To shore, safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore. I won't fear what tomorrow brings. With each morning I'll rise and sing. My God's love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are my light, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness. I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore.